Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Hello, Sane Man. Can you not tell that my husband loves me? Everyone is always going on about love, but people change all the time. Men don't want women to change and get upset over it. Women think that they're so smart by trying to change men the way they think they want them to be. Neither men nor women seem to be happy with the end results. My husband is different from when I actually met him. But at his core, he's still himself, which is fine. Probably because for the most part, I just let him be. I've changed personally and will change again. I already know love is conditional, so I don't really care for it. I've had enough of love. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The rest of the stuff you send me is gibberish that my viewers will hate that I'll try and decipher in the second half of the video. As for love, of course you can tell that your hubby loves you. You caught yourself a Chad by having a one-night stand. He was that smitten with you, you kitten. He fell in love with you. You also say that you don't care for love. But love is the method you used to catch him in the first place. You said you never expected him to call you back after having a one-night stand with him. You also helped allow me crack the cooch code and figure out that women sleep with Chads knowing the odds of getting commitment are rather rare. But you're just hoping that one of them eventually falls in love with you and then commits, which would be the equivalent of playing the Kegel lottery. I really have to thank you for the last video request, giving me a glimpse into the mind of a carousel rider. It's probably one of the most important videos I've made in a long time. Also, for someone that says you don't care about love, you sure seem to talk about it quite a bit. The truth is that women want to be loved, because then they know that they've got the man in their pocket. This idea that love is conditional is kind of crazy. At least it was for me when I was in my last longer-term relationship. I loved her no matter what. In the end, it took an intervention by a supernatural entity to end that love. So I don't believe you when you say that love is conditional. I loved unconditionally. The only condition that led me to leave my first adult relationship was that relationship was costing me my health and sanity because I didn't have the support I needed from my partner. I guess you can technically call self-preservation conditional, but I didn't see any other way. That ended 20 years ago now. You say that you've had enough love, but it must feel good knowing that he still loves you. I wonder if you would actually miss it if it were gone. After all, you've had it your entire adult life now. He's the Chad that fell in love with your cooch, and you got what you wanted. You won the Kegel lottery with a man that you actually found attractive. That's holy grail stuff for most cock carousel riding gals these days, and you got it. Are you sure you really don't care about love? For someone that doesn't care about it, you sure talk about it quite a bit. It's like you're trying to convince me of it as to convince yourself at the same time. As for me, a lot of people say that for someone that doesn't care for women, and I don't want to be in a relationship with one, I sure talk about them an awful lot as well. The reason I do that is because once in a while I discover something new, like in your past video request, and it changes my view of reality. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat says that love isn't important to her, yet she won the love of a Chad Clown World show. Fat Cat, just be aware that in your last video, you were the spark that led me to figure out that women with a high notch count that aren't able to bond with men are basically going to find the best-looking man possible, because they can no longer connect emotionally because they've lost that ability. That means there's a good chance your husband feels love for you and bonded with you. Yet if you slept with dozens of men before in one-night stands, then there's a good chance you'll never be able to bond with them. And that also means that you don't really understand the madness that men feel when we fall victims to love. You were hoping that what you thought would be most likely a one-night stand would actually blossom into more, and it did. This proves to me and other women that women's strategy is to sleep around with as many Chads as possible, and that does work from time to time to lock down a man of high value. Other women see women such as yourself doing it and thinking they can succeed at it too, by playing monkey see, monkey do. In your mind, what was just potentially a one-night stand might have been the first time he did something like that. Compared to all the other BS you face from your family and your disability, you hit the jackpots. My concern as a man is that when women use this sort of strategy to gain the love of a high-quality man, it's done in a devious and dishonest manner. Women are just trying to optimize their chances of getting the best man possible that's inexperienced with women and doesn't know his own high value because he's naive. It's the same thing that I see with Brittany Venti and Sean over from Think Before You Sleep. Fat cat, you also harbor a lot of animosity towards your parents, and you're stooping to their level by giving them the answers that they gave you in the past. You're using their own techniques against them. Years ago, my parents would just make noise and not let me sleep properly. And a while back, I heard that there were neighbors' kids making a ton of noise too, and they couldn't sleep then. Instead of feeling sympathy, I didn't feel anything at all. I just watched them lose their mind complaining about all the noise. But there was no consideration on how the noise was bothering me when I was living with them. You even threatened your mother that you were going to self-delete. And then you said he'd be raised by a single parent like so many kids these days. I think you were trying to push your mother's emotional buttons. And it sounds like that didn't work. You say that you don't hate your parents, but yet you're still mad at them. So you're angry and taking out your anger on them with your emotional manipulation techniques. That kind of sounds like hate to me. As for the last part of this video, in your other comments you mentioned how after you had your car accident, you got home from the hospital after your head cracked open like Humpty Dumpty, and your family didn't love you unconditionally, and then you realized their love was conditional. Once again, how can your husband's love mean nothing when you're so fixated on the love of your parents that they never gave you because of your physical disability? Isn't it awful when people don't accept you for who you are and instead will throw you emotionally under the bus? That you say they didn't even show up your final days in college? It sucks when your own family looks down on you because they are embarrassed of you. It also sounds like they don't really have any compassion for you. But then again, you have a temper and there's probably a good chance that you took it out on them. So if that's the case, then they might actually want to stay well away from you. You paint them out to be the villains, and someone once said that we were all the heroes in our own stories. Back near the end of WW2, Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Mr. Mustache, was asked if he felt bad sending his own people to their end and the destruction of their cities and country. He said he didn't feel bad because the people wanted this, because they voted for it. In a way, that's true. Obviously, they didn't want to lose, but they thought that they could win because Mr. Mustache made Germany a better place and restored the people's pride after they signed away their rights during the Treaty of Versailles. They thought that they were invincible. My point is that everyone thinks that they're a good guy and that everyone else is the bad guy. But the way to know if you're really the good guy is to question if your actions are positive or negative from time to time. I find that only the bad people are absolutely sure of their own motives, being pure, while everyone else is bad. I can understand why you think your parents don't love you, fat cat. But could it be that you just come from one of those families where your parents won't actually share with you that they're actually proud of you? I know that's certainly been my experience. It leaves you feeling lonely and isolated. The isolation aspect might mean that your parents are narcissists because people with NPD like to isolate people and make them weak and vulnerable, so they can more easily gain their narcissistic supply. As for love, whenever a woman talks to me about love, I can't really take it seriously anymore, because women don't love men the way that we love them. You don't understand the depth, insanity, and simping we feel in a relationship. We don't calculate our relationships and marketplace value the way women do when they get together with a man. We aren't sober and lucid, thinking clearly about the relationship the way that you are. We are more like a crazy cat lady that was just dropped off at a cat ranch. The only time I've seen women get that irrational in love is with their children and pets. I've never heard of a woman being devastated with heartbreak after their partner dies. A lot of old school women still virtue signal that they get brokenhearted by wearing all black for the rest of their lives and say that they refuse to get married again. The Italian grandmas come to mind. Meanwhile, are they really devastated, or are they just happy because the husband is gone and now they have their personal space, usually the marriage house, and are free of men altogether? I'll let you be the judge. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Ms. Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat probably smashed her way through a cat farm full of tomcats before a Chad Cat fell in love with her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that pretend to understand male love and are always the victims away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.